As residents of Illinois hunker down under the stay-at-home order, many retail stores and restaurants are seeing sharp drops in sales. Jennifer Olson is with the Carbondale Chamber of Commerce, and she says business owners are worried whether their workers who filed for unemployment will come back after the COVID-19 pandemic is over.
I think the worst hit, of course, are probably restaurants and retail. And they're concerned, obviously, about lost revenue. They're concerned about being able to keep paying their employees, or if they're not able to keep paying them, if their employees went to unemployment, will they be able to get employees back when they open?
When the pandemic ends and orders are lifted and life is back to normal, what about the customers?
What does business as usual look like? So is it a rush out? Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to get to go to my favorite restaurant. Or is it a trickle in? I'm still nervous. I still worry about my health. We just don't know what that looks like. And certainly for inventory-driven businesses, including fresh product inventory in the case of restaurants, you know, they have to have some ramp up. They have to have some prep. And if they're dealing with replacing employees or new employees, they have to have some training time.
And even though special emergency loans and grants have been made available by the state and federal governments, Olson says local business owners sometimes have trouble signing up.
Our first few weeks of the stay-at-home order really were focused on trying to connect businesses with the information they needed for all of these grants and loan programs that were kind of coming out fast and furious. And, you know, it feels a little bit like a run for the money. You know, if you're talking about something that is driven, you know, by SBA or whoever the large overarching agency, most of those things are still going through a local bank. So now you have a local bank that has a lobby closure by appointment only with teller windows open or cashier windows open, and they're having to schedule a very high demand. And so they're trying to follow the rules, but if they opened their lobby, they would literally have people backed up to their vault. So, you know, prioritizing and scheduling appointments has been a challenge, and our bankers are working super hard. So many of these programs were pushed out. Here's the program. We'll figure out how to actually implement it later.
Over the weekend, Governor Pritzker says it is still too early to decide if the stay-at-home order will be lifted on April 30th. However, the governor also recently said that large summertime events should be canceled. I'm Kevin Boucher.